I'd like all of you to repeat it right after him. give a great big hand to Cubby and Jean Whitehead, who'll charm you with the dance. You've seen Cubby out under the tree making whiffle sticks and Jack Limberlegses. And when the program closes this afternoon, if you'll go up to the museum, he'll charm you with his Punch and Judy show. So don't forget to see Mr. Punch this afternoon. All right, this program says next, Ed and Alice Caldwell. Oh. Well, I wondered, it didn't make sense to me. And there's that beautiful young lady making her debut with us. She's here for the first time. Let's welcome Sandra Thomas from Delray Beach.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you.
Very good.
Okay, fine, thank you. Because I'm from Ohio, I'd like to sing this very famous traditional song about the tragic death of a young man's lover. The banks of the Ohio. I asked my love to take a walk, to take a walk, just a little walk. Down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio. And only say that you'll be mine in no other down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio. I held a knife against her breast as into my arm she pressed. She cried, "Oh, Willie, don't murder me. I'm not prepared for eternity." And only say that you'll be in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio. I started home 12 and 1. I cried, "My God, what have I done?
killed the only woman I love because she would not be my bride, and only say that you'll be mine in no other's arms entwined. Down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio.
This one. This is a real old one. This is called Silver Dagger. And it's about a young girl who just doesn't know quite what to do because her mother doesn't want her to get married. Just a minute. Put my cape on here. I don't know if any of you have experienced this or not, but I imagine it's bad scene. Don't sing love songs, my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side. And in her right hand, a silver dagger. She says that can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. And the very next evening, they'll court another, leave you alone to pine and sigh. That's not a very nice thing to do, is it? My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle of another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be yours. I've been warned, and I've decided to sleep alone all of my life.
Thank you so much.
And I know you're glad that we'll be hearing more from Sandra. Isn't it wonderful that we have all these pretty young maids who sing so well and play so well? My, that was beautiful guitar, wasn't it? Let's give her another hand. You know, we were just bragging about the fact that the First Citizens of Florida would be with us all weekend, and they are. We thought that we were going to have about a baker's dozen, 13 in all, but everybody fell out except Frank Shore and his wife Lottie. You don't know how glad we are to welcome them back. They haven't been here in 3 years, and we've missed them. We've been lonesome for them. Lottie's busy over in her craft booth, so she can't come up and say howdy to you. She doesn't want to anyway. But Frank is here, and Jezebel Devane, truly the friend of the Seminole Indians, will introduce him.
I'm Jezebel Devane from Lake Placid. I'm Lottie Shore's pale-skinned sister. As Cousin Thelma just told you, we were expecting more, but due to illness, Josie Billy, the Reverend Josie Billy from the Big Cypress Reservation, and Betty Mae Jumper from the Dania Reservation were unable to be here. And she told you that they all fell out except Frank and Lottie Shore. Brighton, and now Lottie's fell out, and all we have is Frank. I would like to introduce to you the medicine man from the Brighton Reservation, Frank Shore.
You mean it's over? They're shy people. And as I told you this morning, they don't run their mouths quite as much as we do. When they say something, it means something. And it was just wonderful to have him do the chant. But he and Lottie are really happy to be here. They wanted to come because this is holy ground to the Seminoles. They were here first. They knew these waters. They knew the value of drinking and bathing in the healing waters of White Sulphur Springs. And it'd do you all good to go down there and drink a barrel of the water and take a dip in them. Cure your rheumatism and your arthritis and your corns and your warts and whatever it is you're suffering with. Couldn't have a festival without the First Citizens of Florida, and we couldn't have it without our wonderful Boy Scout Indian dancers. And right now, ready to go, is Medicine Lodge Indian Dancers Troop 123 from Winter Haven, and it pleasures me mightily to introduce my friend and former pupil, Tommy Costello, their leader.
It's good to be near my former teacher. This is a novelty dance, the Cherokee Pigeon Dance, and the routine is something like this. Timid, frail, defenseless, the pigeons live in fear of the eagle. The flock stops, scans the sky, lest the eagle be coming. When at last he swoops down upon them, they cringe helplessly and huddle together. The eagle selects a young and tender pigeon and carries him away. Deep in despair, with feathers drooping, the pigeons depart. Ladies and gentlemen, the Medicine Lodge of Troop 123. All the costumes that these boys are wearing are made themselves. They gather the material and construct all the bustles and the costumes. Our last number, known as the Dance of the Dying Eagle. To the Indian, the eagle, of course, was a sacred bird. Because he could fly so high and was so cunning, it was considered an intermediate between their gods here on earth and those above. So highly prized were the feathers of this great winged creature that they were used in making the Indian war bonnets and in religious ceremonies. To obtain one of these birds was considered a great deed by the Indians, and anyone so doing was considered a brave. After obtaining one of these sacred birds, the Indian would do a dance in his honor of this feathered monarch. This particular eagle dance tells the story of the bird, his flight, and his death. Jimmy Costello in the Dance of the Dying Eagle. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. We'll see these boys again tonight. I want all of you to visit with the craftspeople and the food service. We are proud of our new line of booths. We think they're lovely. And we think what they bring is remarkable. I hope you'll watch the quilters quilt. I hope you'll take a chance on the beautiful quilt that the Cancer Society is raffling tomorrow. I hope you'll go and have your handwriting analyzed with Sister Daub right over here under this tree. And I hope you'll go over here and get your palm read. And I hope you'll just go and buy them out of House and Home. I hope you'll go see the museum, the exhibits there, the exhibits in the tower. Have a ride on the Suwannee River. Rest a little, wash your face and comb your hair. Come back and eat up all the grub. And be in your seats a little before 7:30 for the evening performance. Good afternoon to you all. Would be right with the world. It's a great pleasure always to have the Daves brothers from down Palm Beach Way here to pick and sing for us. Let's give them a great big hand as they come on, the Daves brothers.
Raggedy Ann, Raggedy Ann. Well, a ship out on the ocean, just a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying sad that day. With a partner, Captain Noonan, was the 2nd of July. And a
plane fell in the ocean far away. There's a beautiful, beautiful field.
Come on, Dave.
Far away. SOS was her signal weak, but still her voice was brave. In shark-infested waters, her plane went down at night in the blue Pacific to a watery grave. There's a beautiful, beautiful field on a back safe again. In days to come, though others blaze the trail across the sea, we will never forget Amelia and her dream. There's a beautiful, beautiful field all away in a land that is fair. Happy landing to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, bird lady.
We've got a little Bonnie and Clyde song that some of you may have heard in the movie. Wait just a minute while we tune the bass. Are you tuned, Clayton? Change keys. We're gonna
tell them to fasten their seatbelts.
Grady says, fasten your seatbelts. We got a little train song about a train they call the Orange Blossom Special. Mm-hmm.
coming down that railroad track. Look yonder coming. This yarn floss is special, bringing my baby back.
Saving time is not a natural thing. And here we've got to wait for night to fall to get an effect. So we have to hide our Indians for a while. Besides, Lottie and Frank had never been out of the state of Florida. What do you think of that? The Seminoles had never been over the state line. So a friend took them up to Georgia for a little ride. So they could say they'd been out. And they'll be back in a little bit. And at this time, we'll welcome again A.C. Reynolds. Square dancers from Asheville, North Carolina. Give them a great big hand as they come on. It's a great honor to, well, first, where is Gloria Yehoda? Please report to the stage if you're in the audience. And now it's a great honor to have a fine guitarist here to play for us all the way from Connecticut. Let's give him a great big hand, Merle Lemon.
Feature more than I do. Can you all hear me? One of the things that I've been doing while I've been up here in my booth is to demonstrate how to play the popular Chet Atkins style. So with your kind indulgence, I'll just spend this next few minutes here giving you my version of how you should learn how to play this style guitar. Now, this is not exactly an educational class, but if you listen carefully to what I say and when I play, you might be able to pick up a few pointers that if you want to play Chet Atkins style will make it a lot easier for you. So, first thing we have to learn how to do, some people call this the thumb style guitar, some people call it Chet Atkins style, some people call it Merle Travis style. The reason they call it thumb style is because you use a thumb pick. See, I don't use a pick between my fingers. I use a pick that fastens onto my thumb. Some people jokingly call it a beetle ring. makes the guitar sound nice and bright. But the thing you do with this now is to learn the bass patterns that you play. And the patterns that you play are 5, 4, 6, 4. These are the strings you're playing on. So you got 6 strings here, and here's 4, 5, and 6. So you play 5, 4, 6, 4, 5, 4, 6, 4, 5, 4, 6, 4. Now this has to be automatic. You can't even think about it. One more thing you do to make this sound better, though, is to press the heel of your hand down on the bridge so you mute the strings a little bit. You dampen them out. Like that. Now, you're still playing a 5-4-6-4-5-4-6-4-5-4-6-4 bass pattern, see? Now, this has to be automatic. You can't think about it. You should be able to even carry on a normal, everyday conversation, never missing a single beat out of this 5-4-6-4-5-4-6-4-5-4-6-4 pattern. Now, you notice still that I'm playing 5-4-6-4-5-4. Whenever I say 5-4-6-4-5-4, I'm still playing it, see? All right, now, you carry this on, and like they say, some of these...